This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A surprising announcement overnight. Bernard Carrick has withdrawn his name from consideration as the next head of the Office of Homeland Security. Mr. Carrick, the former commissioner of the New York City Police Department, cited concerns that he wouldn't pass muster in the Senate confirmation process. He confirmed that at one time he employed an illegal immigrant as a housekeeper and nanny and did not pay the appropriate taxes on her salary. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us. Don, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, pleasure, Scott.
Is this story as simple as it sounds? I just discovered I didn't pay the taxes on my nanny.
Well, we don't know yet if it's as simple as it sounds. And what we don't know is if, absent this revelation last night, that he would have breezed through the confirmation process. But the president was at a White House holiday party last night when he got the word. Carrick called in with the news. The White House released his resignation letter. And it does say, he says, information has come to my attention, which leaves me convinced that advancing further in the process would not be in the best interests of the administration. He says he's already taken steps to correct the problem, but again, didn't want to distract from the work of the Homeland Security Department. The White House statement was very brief, that they respect Mr. Carrick's decision, they wish him and his family well, and that they'll find a new nominee quickly.
I think a lot of us can recall that President Clinton withdrew or they stepped forward to withdraw a number of nominees for his cabinet who had similar situations with nannies or housekeepers. But there were other concerns over the past few days that have been raised about some of Mr. Carrick's job history, weren't there?
Right. We all remember Zoe Baird from the Clinton administration. Linda Chavez, the Bush administration, was supposed to be the labor secretary, but withdrew at the beginning because of this kind of a problem. With Mr. Carrick, again, there were questions, certainly, other than this. This came out of the blue last night. This was a surprise. But there were already investigations into his private life after he left the New York City Police Department. He's on the board of a company that sells tasers, stun guns, and recently made more than $6 million when he exercised stock options. That's a company that has a contract with the Homeland Security Department. There are also questions about his tenure in Iraq. He worked for the Coalition Authority for 3.5 months after the war, helping to train Iraqi police officers, an Iraqi police force. And he left early. He left after only 3.5 months, and there are plenty reports that he ruffled feathers, that he wasn't as effective there as he could have been. So questions about his judgment would have been quite pointed at his confirmation hearing. So this short-circuits all of that.
And, of course, as head of the Department of Homeland Security, he would have been overseeing immigration control.
Exactly.
The Bush administration enjoys a widening margin in the Senate. Any indication as to why they weren't willing to go to the mat for Bernard Carrick?
I think it's the nature of this particular revelation, because, as you just said, Homeland Security does have oversight over immigration issues.
Uh-huh. And of course, there had been pride attached to the fact that this transition was going very smoothly. Is this a major setback for the administration reforming itself?
It had been a downright boring transition, going so smoothly, but it is certainly an embarrassment, if not a major setback. He was the marquee name among the nominees that they have put forward so far.
Okay. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.